Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Duh.
List.
Semba.
Nice. They're scrubbing that.
What's up, gamers? Welcome to the first episode of Duh List Semba.
Whoa, thumb cramps. We were thinking, have we hit them SEOs? Not enough.
We keep putting game titles in our names when we know what you want out there, listeners. You want top five lists.
That's what you're looking for. You desperately need to know the top five things.
So this holiday season, aka this December, every week we'll be doing a new list on Thumb Cramps to celebrate the list December.
You're welcome, gamers. Finally, if you need to know the top five anything, you've got a place to go. And we know how desperately you love lists. You're welcome.
Yes. And with that in order, welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And today we are joined by a very special guest, one of our favorite people in the entire world, a big gamer.
Big gamer.
Huge gamer. Ruby Innes.
Woo!
It's true. Some say I'm the biggest gamer, and not by the amount of games I'm play, but also just because I'm very huge.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you alternate physically between being a tiny little guy and huge.
A big
It depends how mad someone is at me.
Yeah.
Then you
if someone's really mad at me, then I'm very small. I'm big. I'm the size of a pea. I'm tiny.
But if you get mad
at me.
If nobody's mad at you, you get huge.
I'm big as a house. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
That's
That's big. I'll say it.
Thank
that's
you.
Big.
That's awesome. And
that's big.
Today, listeners. Look, you figured it out because it's the title of the episode. Today, we are counting down our top five most anticipated games of 2024.
All right. So, hey, are we doing it like five is at the top or one is at the top?
When has five ever been at the top?
What's the highest number?
In any list, what do you mean?
You've got five things. That's better than having one thing.
If we're doing a top five.
Five is better than one.
Five is better than one.
I've always said that about everything, actually.
Name one thing it's better to have one of when you could have five of it. That's not already bad.
Asshole.
That's
That's good because you can get more out quick.
Yeah,
you
that's true.
Taking five shits at once would be good.
Oh, it'd my god, efficient. Yes. Oh, if, my god.
It would actually it would be very.
Yeah,
I feel like the satisfaction of shitting out five shits out of five different holes.
And if you did five, if you had five assholes and you did one
it's
fart,
like,
the fart would be so like diffused that you wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, like it's like when you know that thing that's like
oh yeah.
Sneezing is like 1/8 of
exactly.
an orgasm. Mm. I feel like it's kind of the same with shitting, where like if you did five shits, that equals one cum.
Okay. So if you had five assholes, every time you took a shit, you'd cum?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying on this podcast, Ruby?
This is what you're declaring in the first 5 minutes.
Quote me.
In the first 5 minutes of Dullist Semba, taking five shits at once will make you cum.
That's,
Ruby Innes.
True. Or, yep.
We should put that on a shirt.
Yeah, that's merch. Thumb cramps.
Thumb cramps. A safer school podcast.
It's true.
So the way we're going to do it is apparently we're counting down the ones. We're going to do everybody's top five Top four, top three, top two, top one.
Just again, I hate to bring this back up because I know we did cover it with five shits. Is actually
yeah, I think
good.
We got to the bottom of it, but all right.
So you were going to count, you were going to start with your most anticipated game of the year.
Is number five because it's five anticipated.
Wait, so you're going to say all five?
No, no, no.
Or do you have 25?
No. Jax.
My most anticipated game would be at five, because it's five anticipated, because it's the most anticipated.
Okay, uh-huh. Well, I guess if we use the Thumb Cramps rating system, that does make sense. We'll start with one, which is actually the worst of the five.
Yeah.
Because if you give one thumb to something, that's a low score.
Exactly, that's my thinking.
Where five...
That's the highest score you can give, unless you're giving 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or
yeah.
100.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But five is normally the highest score.
Yeah, this is very easy to follow, and... a convenient listening experience, and people cannot wait to find out about games that are coming out in 2024.
Finally.
Exclusively from this podcast.
Thumb Cramps is doing lists. I love listening to a top five. Oh, God damn it!
Oh no, they're talking about taking five shits at once and yelling about the power of five.
Once again, I've been screwed by Thumb Cramps. Well, would you like me to begin with my number one, i.e. my least anticipated game of 2024?
But still very anticipated. Still- because it's in your top five.
Yeah,
it's still there.
Absolutely. So for me...
your least most anticipated game of 2024.
My least most anticipated game of 2024.
Which is coming in at number one.
Which is coming in at number one is GTA 6.
I'm going to kill you.
Mostly because I think it will be funny... when it comes out, it will be funny seeing people play this game. It will be funny seeing what they've done. And I think in many ways we've sort of reached the end of that kind of like how realistic you can make one of those Rockstar style yeah. games. And I'm just excited to see the discourse.
And sorry.
Yeah.
Is this just like the most anticipated games in general or like that are coming out next year?
That are coming out next year.
Okay.
Why?
What? How do you know that?
No, for me.
No, yeah, I'm really saying that GTA, GTA 6 doesn't have a release date.
I know.
Okay.
It's also out.
Jax just kicked the microphone into
my face. I just know it's sort of also, I guess, a prediction in a way.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good prediction.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What about you? What's your number one, i.e. number five?
Okay, so coming in at number one, my least most anticipated game of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater.
Whoa.
It's the remake of Metal Gear Solid 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to play it, but it's at number one, yeah. which is my least.
Yeah. Least most.
It's only one anticipated. Mm-hmm. I haven't actually played much Metal Gear Solid. Mm. I've played a bit of 5 and that's it. And they're definitely the type of game that if I sit down and I put hours into it, they will click for me and it will ruin my life.
Big time.
And that is exciting.
Mm.
I am trepidatious because apparently the Metal Gear Solid 3 pre-remake still holds up pretty well. And look, you can wreck anything.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, no, I mean, that's one of the Metal Gear Solids that, I mean, I know they're all classics, but that's when you hear people talking about, like, kind of like you've never played a game like this a little bit, you know? Like, it's quite special.
You can eat snakes in it.
And can't you, I don't know if this is true, but it wouldn't shock me, throw cigarettes at the ground and then a crocodile eats them?
Probably.
I know you can throw grenades at the ground that a crocodile eats then dies.
Yeah, and you can throw cigarettes at at people who then get distracted. In Metal Gear Solid 2, you can throw pornos out.
That's awesome.
And then the guard's like, oh.
I mean, you would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I don't know why this reminded me of that. Well, I kind of do. I found a dildo.
Okay.
At the front of a ballet school.
Yeah.
I was too young to know what it was, but I picked it up, and an adult that was with me screamed at me to throw it away until I hurled it at the wire fence, and I have such a distinct memory of this big pink dildo slamming into the barbed wire and like spinning around and landing in the lot next to the ballet school. So,
wait, who told you to throw it away?
An adult. I forget
and
who.
And you were a child at this time.
Yeah. We were just hanging out at the front of the ballet school.
Why wouldn't the adults take it from you?
Well, I think
I
they
can't
were,
understand it, going like, I trust, not only do I want you to get rid of this, I trust that you will. Yeah. You a child, I trust that you will get rid of this
it's
in a really normal way.
I imagine that they panicked and they were like, oh, throw it away. And you were like, okay.
Because I think I was so little, I just was like, what the hell is this? And I might have even shown it off to be like, what? Look at this that I found.
That's
so yeah,
funny.
In a panic, they were just like, get rid of it. But I didn't. It took me a while. Only, you know, later on was I like, oh, that was a full-on dildo I was holding.
That is awesome.
Oh, that's a real-ass dildo.
Yeah. So I get why in Metal Gear Solid 2 they'd be distracted by a porno.
That's fair.
Yeah, and I know that the 3 just got ported to pretty much every console under the sun. So if this one sucks, I can just play the original.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all right. But yeah, Metal Gear Solid, the mainline games at least, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I could have just said 1 to 5, but mm-hmm. I like to count.
Yeah, yeah. It's D-list-cember, dude.
Yeah, D-list-cember. Yeah, with that, like, it's like, oh, 1's a Stone Cold classic, 3's a Stone Cold classic, 5's a Stone Cold classic, but then they're like, but 2 and 4 are, like, weirder, and they're like the dark sheep that are also actually secretly a classic.
Yeah. What I remember about 4 when it came out was my friend being like, it's so good. There is, like, a 40-minute cutscene at the end, but it's so good.
I think it's longer. I think it's, like,
an hour, maybe?
I think it's like close to 90 minutes.
That's crazy. But if you're invested enough, you know.
I mean, that's...
You want to see what happens to Solid Snake?
Yeah. Actually, oh yeah, in 4, yeah, that's Solid Snake.
Yeah. That's old Solid Snake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know games.
Yeah. You know games.
Yeah.
Games.
Yeah. I know games.
The timeline in the games, I believe, is 3, 1, 2, or 5? Or 3, 5. 1, 2, 4.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
I can't
That's
remember where
count.
5 fits in, but I know that the twist is
three,
I'm not going to say it.
1, 2, 5.
2, 4, 3, 1, 5.
And that's crazy. That's actually the order that my list is in.
Whoa!
That's crazy.
Anyway, so my number one, so therefore my least most anticipated game of 2024 is Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. I will play it, and hopefully it's good. But it could shit the bed like the Silent Hill 2 remake definitely is going
to.
Yeah,
for sure. Big time.
Imagine if that was good.
That would rock. All right, Ruby, what's your most least most anticipated game of 2024? Your number one, i.e. your number 5.
I don't know. No.
Fair enough. Moving on.
I don't know.
I didn't put them in any order. So I'm just going to start.
That's okay.
With Janet DeMornay as a slumlord and a witch.
Ooh.
Which is made by Fuzzy Ghost. They're a Sydney-based studio. And in it, you play a person living in a share house in Sydney. And the share house is haunted.
Okay, cool.
And it's and also your landlord is a white South African woman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already pretty scary. But she's also a witch, and she's got crazy powers. And it's very kooky, very silly. They're using like real rental horror stories in the game to kind of spice it up. But it's very fun. I played the demo of it. And I really enjoyed it, and I'm very excited for that one. And that's my answer.
That's a good answer. That's a really good answer.
I feel like mine are going to be really short.
That's all right.
That's probably the only short one, because the other ones I have a lot to say. That one's just straight up like, I am excited for at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. That's okay. There'll be things where I say, hey, I'm excited for this, I hope.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I haven't decided how excited I am about
But I
this
hope
thing.
I'm excited about it.
If you want, I can just say 10 instead and say 2 each with each one.
I think you're getting far too worried about how little you have to say about the game, because you just gave more information in 30 seconds than Jackson and I did about anything. Jackson kicked a microphone into his mouth.
I told that cool dildo story.
You did tell that cool dildo
story.
Well,
I mean, like, the mouth is where the microphone's supposed to go, so it makes sense that he'd kick it into it.
Yeah, you know? Kicked it into the right place.
Also, like, honorable mention... because my list is perfect, but there are some omissions. You guys seen that South of Midnight game?
Maybe.
I thought you were going to say South Park.
Yeah.
You guys seen cool. South Park?
Yeah, it's dude. They got a new game coming out next year.
These little kids are saying garbage stuff. Yeah. They let curse words leave their mouth and they hate minorities.
Can they do that, dude? I don't think so.
That's little crazy. Eric Cartman is a really bad guy.
Yeah. I can't wait to talk to an AI version of him, see what else he thinks about stuff.
That's going to be very exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, no, there's this game called South of Midnight. It's they haven't released much about it, but, and like, it's a bit like How You Going, because it's made by the folks that did We Happy Few.
Okay. Right?
Oh, so it's like, there's no telling how it'll go. That being said, it's this like action adventure set in the deep south, and the visual styling of it looks very, very cool. It visually looks, it's kind of like stop motion-y, still the humans kind of look like We Happy Few-esque, but
yeah.
It's got this like very light Borderlands type. I'm trying to explain. It's hard to explain, but it looks cool as hell. So
hell yeah, that rocks.
That one's an honorable mention, and now the rest of them are going to be my real answers.
Okay, that's fair enough.
You got South pictures that I can see?
Yeah, I got pictures on my little machine.
Do you want to have a look?
Pictures on your little machine?
Yeah, the cool thing about phones is that you can get a picture up on a phone.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah,
so quickly.
That's unfortunately a bad thing about the podcast. You can't see shit.
Yeah, you don't know. Well,
I like to think that this is like an interactive podcast where the people who are listening, they've got their phone in their hands ready to look at whatever we might be looking at.
Yeah, that's true. And they're driving their car at high speeds.
Yeah.
And they've got a second phone in their other hand, and they're texting their friends, hey, you should check out the new episode of my favorite video game podcast, Thumb Cramps.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, they're driving with their mouth.
If we're being entirely honest, it did not click in my head for a very long time that people listen to podcasts while they're driving.
Yeah.
Up until you guys started having listeners get into serious accidents while they were driving. I just didn't make sense. I'm like, how do you even do that?
Yeah.
Like, how do you listen to a podcast while you drive? That's something you do when you are like walking or sitting or on a train. And then I came to the realization of like, of course I don't think about that. I can't drive.
Neither can some of our listeners by the sounds of things.
Yeah, that's true. That's
no, they can drive. They just can't drive good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, do you want me to go to my number two, i.e. my number four?
Yeah, so give me your second least most anticipated game of 2024.
So my second least most anticipated game of 2024.
Coming in at number two.
Coming in at number two/4. It's got to be Princess Peach Showtime. I'm so excited.
We've got our first list class.
Whoa! Ding, ding. Now we got to fight to see who gets it.
Yeah.
No, I'm so excited for this game. I really love when Nintendo is like, this little side guy, they're getting their own full-ass game. Yeah. I think that's awesome. I think it should happen more. I like that. I mean, like, you know, we got like Luigi's Mansion, Captain Toad, Treasure Tracker, WarioWare and shit.
Yeah.
I love that. I think they should expand it out to all the characters. Give me a Daisy skating game. Give me
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, wouldn't that rock? And just like in like regular suburbs, I think. Tony Hawk setting, and it's just you play as Princess Daisy.
That's
you power up with Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I think it's really easy to imagine Princess Daisy just downing a whole thing of Mountain Dew in one go.
Yeah.
I think that's
and
really
you also
easy to picture.
Have a button to fart. Like in Dog's Life.
You're Daisy in the suburbs, skating, farting, drinking Mountain Dew.
Yeah, in A Dog's Life, when you die, you come back as a different dog. Yeah, but you got the same soul. Is that what happens?
I think so.
No, what? I don't think you can die in the movie, Dog's Life.
I think they're just thinking of the movie A Dog's Purpose.
I am thinking of a movie A Dog's Purpose, where that dog dies and the family's sad, and then the dog comes back as a different dog and is like, I'm gonna get back to my sad family and be like, I'm their new dog, but I'm actually your old dog that died.
That's so funny.
No, A Dog's Life is that PS2 game where you are a beagle, like a and I think at one point you're in the snow.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you can see,
I can't tell you much else about it.
Yeah. So you can see you play as a beagle for a bit, then you die, then you come back as a different dog, but you're the same dog. You can see how
Of course. I can see how you got there. But yeah.
Yeah.
I am thinking of a dog's purpose.
You are thinking of a dog's purpose. Did A Dog's Purpose have a sequel called like A Dog's Something Else?
A Dog's Reason?
Yes. Something like that.
Or something like that.
I think there's like quite a few of the dog movies. Yeah, I think there's quite a few. But anyway, I'm very excited for Princess Peach Showtime. I really like it. I like when they give
you A Dog's Journey.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
A Dog's Journey. And then there's also A Dog's Way Home.
That's so funny. It's a trilogy. But I mean, I don't know if the game, I kind of still have no idea what kind of game it is.
Josh Gad voices the dog in A Dog's Purpose. Is it the same? And then he got upset because footage leaked of them being mean to the dog that was him.
I remember that because they put the dog in the like a rushing river.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, that seems messed up. And they were like, no, the dog loves it. But I don't know that it did.
Yeah,
I think the dog hated it. Yeah,
I think the dog. That's like, have you seen that footage of they put a dog in a scuba suit and it's underwater?
Yeah,
that dog's not having a good time.
That dog is afraid he's gonna drown.
Yeah,
it's like when they sent a dog to space and they're like, dogs love space, and then the dog died in space.
Love it in space. Yeah. It's okay.
But I think it's funny, dog hate being underwater, dog hate being in space, but if you ever see a dog, like one of those dogs trained to parachute out of a plane, they're loving it.
Yeah, you're right. And if you've ever seen a dog like throw up and eat it, loves doing that.
So who can understand the mind of a dog?
Who knows what a dog likes at the end of the day? Who knows?
Nobody. But no, I think Princess Peach Showtime is going to be, if not fun, I think it'll be good. I'm excited for it. I'm just excited to play as Peach, basically.
I'm excited to play as Peach. Two,
of course.
I'm excited to dress up in costumes that change what I can do.
Yeah.
I go absolutely mental for a costume change.
My
favorite part of Alice Madness Returns. And I liked a lot about that game, but the changing costumes for every area that you're in, I loved. Yeah. And I love that what they're doing with Princess Peach Showtime is like your costume directly correlates to like the quote unquote scene that you're in.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are different abilities. I think that's awesome. It, to me, I might be wrong, but it looks like they're going to at least go in like like Paper Mario type
action.
Yeah.
It has Paper Mario and WarioWare vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
IMO. I abbreviate shit now.
That's awesome, dude.
That's awesome.
What else?
You're so cool.
SMH.
Oh, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Shake my head.
Okay. Oh, shake my head.
You get
shake
any other abbreviations for us?
LOL. I'm going to start throwing that instead of laughing. It means laugh out loud.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Any others?
SMD.
What does that one mean?
Come on, dude.
Shake my dick.
My damn dick, dude.
Yeah, I'm shaking dick.
That's what SMDDD says.
Some people out here be acting crazy, dude. SMD. Shaking my dick.
Shaking my damn dick, dude. SMDDD.
Shaking my damn dick, dude.
The world be full of fools. SMDDD.
Shaking my damn dick. I'm so tired.
Okay, what's yours, JD? Let's keep it moving.
So coming in at number two as my second least anticipated, most anticipated game of 2024... is one that I'm not going to have to wait too long for because it comes out in January.
Yeah.
It's a game we've played the demo for, a game I'm very excited for, but unfortunately doesn't quite crack my top three. Or crap my top three.
Doesn't quite what, dude? What are you saying?
SMDDD, dude. Whoa, I said dude twice now. So that game that I've been talking about, it's the Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown.
Oh, yeah. Very excited for that game.
When the trailers and stuff came out, cautiously optimistic, was like, hey, that looks fun and cool, and these style of games are usually good, but who knows?
Yeah.
And then, at a little event called PAX Australia, we got our hands on a play.
You were there. That's true. That's really cool.
In fact, you left us about, I reckon, 4 minutes before we played this game.
Yeah.
We were playing Mario together, and then I went, sorry, I got to bounce. And then I bounced.
Yeah.
And then we said, we should play Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Which is what we did.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And the playable demo immediately gave me Metroid Dread vibes, except you got a sword rather than a gun. It's hard. The platforming was very satisfying. I was having a damn good time.
Absolutely. It was very fun playing together. Very fun being like, where are you? Where am I? What are we doing?
Yeah,
you
there could, was a lot of that, which could, is pretty much what happens anytime we play games together. Where are you? What's going on? What are you doing? What am I doing?
Were you SMDDFF, which is shaking my damn dick for fun?
Yeah.
Wait, dude. SMDDFF. Did I say it right?
Yeah. SMDDFFD. Shaking my damn dick for fun, dude.
That was us playing Prince of Persia, yeah.
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 But yeah, it was like even the demo, and we played this like a couple of months ago now, so it already felt so tight and so good.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, you know, in a demo, you've only got a sort of select area to play through, but like it was that one area felt so deep, and just like the kind of combat or whatever and exploring the platforming, and it all felt deep enough.
Demo also did cheeky things that the like demos of recent I feel like don't do, which is like, because it was a timed demo, there was like abilities and stuff you unlocked that you couldn't use, which I feel like lots of PlayStation 1 demos and stuff used to do, just to be like, hey,
look at the options. Yeah,
you've unlocked stuff, but too bad, you can't use it.
Better by the game.
Yeah, like this demo had like parts like that too, where I was like, whoa, this demo is 15 minutes long, so obviously I can't get a full experience, but it seems deep and like there's a lot going on.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm very keen for that game.
It's got a system that works sort of like badges in Hollow Knight, which is good, and also something that you can easily accidentally just stroll straight past in the demo, which I imagine you did.
Yeah. I think so.
You had to talk to the big tree.
I had to talk to the big tree to figure out what was going on. Yeah.
No,
anyway, that game looked awesome. I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, January. Can't wait to play it. Ubisoft celebrating December and then starting January with two huge home runs. Avatar Frontier, Pandora,
baby.
And then Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown.
I'm so excited to be in Na'vi. Far out.
Are you?
Yes.
Yes.
I think the most recent trailer, I don't know if it was, but it might be, or just one that I saw recently, made me laugh so much because it was like you were a Na'vi and it was like, beautiful world, so beautiful, and you're a Na'vi, you can fly the creature, the creature, and you're jumping around on the tree, and then suddenly like, and you're shooting the gun.
Yes.
And that completely pulled me out of it. Like, it wasn't, for me personally, it was like, oh, okay, so at the end of the day, I'm just like a guy in a blue suit, all right.
Yeah, but you're also 8 feet tall.
Yeah, you're huge.
And you have a tragic backstory, Ruby. The character you play as in Frontiers of Pandora is the opposite of Spider from Avatar 2.
Yeah.
You're a Na'vi that was raised by the military, and then you're like, hang on, this
wait
stinks.
This is no
and
good.
You rebel. That's why you use Big Gun. You're you get Jake to ride Sully, but in reverse.
You're reverse Jake Sully. You get to ride a big horse.
Oh!
I'm so excited for that game. That should be my number one. Whoops.
Well, no, because that comes out this year.
Oh!
Oh, when it come out?
No, it comes out this month, yeah?
Yeah, it comes out in like 2 weeks or a week.
Wow.
That's so exciting.
Avatar.
Ruby, what's your number two? By which I mean number four.
Well, what? Okay, I don't know what happens when we have list clashes.
You just talk about it again.
Well, I won't do that. I've got backups, so okay. It's chill. So my next one is a WiiMake.
Whoa, uh-oh. Hello, look out.
Ooh, crazy.
A WiiMake.
It's a WiiMake.
For the Nintendo Wii.
For the Nintendo Wii. Was it?
Whoa.
No, it never made the jump to Nintendo Wii.
Oh, no. Ruby, we got our second list clash.
Yeah.
Wowza.
Sad. Yeah. No, it was a GameCube game.
Mm-hmm.
It's flat. It's so
getting
flat.
Remake. It's so flat. And it's... You could argue that it's... almost paper thin.
Whoa, my goodness.
And if I could describe one thing that's in it, I'd say it's got a really old door.
Actually, I'd describe 1,000 things in it.
Johnny Paper and the 1,000 Doors.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Johnny Paper and the 1,000 Doors. Where do they go?
That's so
the classic.
Exciting.
Classic GameCube game.
Classic.
Johnny Paper.
And the 1,000 Doors.
Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
I'm
sorry. I know we really buried that buried the lead.
Yeah,
for
I could
you
not
there.
Figure.
Yeah,
it out.
Sorry. You wouldn't be able to get it from that.
No.
Paper Mario Thousand Year Door remake. I am shaking my damn dick for fun, dude. I am so excited.
SMDDFFD,
dude. Yeah, big time.
I am so excited. I don't know. It's a game that I've played and finished and loved both on GameCube and through emulation, and I'm so ready to jump into it with it looking squeaky clean, real Ooh, yeah. crisp. I don't know how they're going to do it, considering I've been playing the Super Mario RPG remake, and
yep.
it's very much a new, nice new coat of paint, and things feel tighter, but at the end of the day, it's very much the same game.
Yeah.
It's very much Super Mario RPG. I don't know what they're going to do with Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. I don't think I want them to change much, if anything at all, because I think that game in its true original form is perfect.
Fair.
And that's my opinion.
Yep.
You're welcome to it.
Thank you so
you're
much.
And
Is that one with a release date?
2024. Actually, maybe there is a release date. Maybe it's in the first... like 3 months of the year.
First quarter, maybe?
It is 2024.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm pretty sure that, it's out next year. I'm so flipping excited.
Yeah.
I'm so flipping freaking excited. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna shake my damn dick for fun, dude. Like, I'm so
fair enough, man. Fair enough.
It was my favorite Paper Mario game out of every Paper Mario game, and I played pretty much all of them.
Nice.
I loved the first one, but when it came to new companions and just like how things felt, a Thousand Year Door was the way to go. Super Paper Mario, I also really loved. But
yeah, me too. That was my favorite, probably.
I got hit by a game-breaking bug.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It was really messed up. There was supposed to be a, what's it called? Chest?
Sand?
It was supposed to be a chest behind these fence.
Yeah.
And it wasn't there. And I went into like 3D mode as well, and it wasn't there. And apparently it was like a semi-known bug where like that chest that contains a key to get to the boss just doesn't show up.
Whoa.
And that's awesome. Like, okay, I guess I'll never finish
the end.
So in the first three Paper Mario games, you've been killed by game-breaking glitches in two of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That first one, I literally haven't gone back to the game since. I need to finish it. But I'm at the very end, but that bug ruined me. Curse you, what? You little prick.
Yeah, you're allowed to say that.
You can say prick on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, shaking my damn prick for bad, dude.
S-D.
S-M-P-B-D. Shaking my prick bad, dude.
All right, my number three, which is number three no matter what, which is nice. No.
Huh? Huh?
It's the Elden Ring DLC, Shadows of the Erdtree, I think it's called. That's coming out next year.
A game you famously haven't finished and don't want to go back to.
No, but when the DLC comes out, I'll go back to it.
And then you'll face Melina or whatever her name is again, and then you'll stop playing angry. Again.
Yeah, but I'll try.
But also, when you buy the DLC,
aren't
you going to be in the area to fight Melina or whatever her name is?
But I can just go.
Will you though?
Well, I might get stuck fighting her again, to be honest.
Why
I might
don't
be
you
like,
get
like,
that guy to help you?
Yeah, I should. I should see if he's still around. I don't know if he's still if he's still doing it now, he's doing it to no critical acclaim, which is pretty funny.
People do not care anymore.
Yeah. His time has come to an end.
Why don't you just watch all his videos and figure out how he does it and then do the same thing, but with anchors?
Well, what I've been thinking about is that when I first played Elden Ring, the only other Dark Souls game I'd played was Dark Souls 1. Okay. And now I've played Dark Souls 2 and 3. So I've had more training. So maybe if I go back, I can do it.
Have you finished Dark Souls 3?
No. But I got pretty close.
Have you finished Dark Souls 2?
Yeah.
What was the weapon used in Dark Souls 2?
A little axe.
Oh, okay. That's
so in Dark Souls 2, I had to go really close to everybody. And in Dark Souls 3, my life is hell because I'm fighting with a whip. But
why'd you do that?
Because it's funny.
Okay.
And it's It's fun. It's fun. It's worked so far, except for now, and I think I spoke about this in another episode. I got to fight an enemy that's like a kind of gimmick enemy. It's like a gimmick boss where you need to jump down on them from a height, and you stab them in the head with your sword, and that instantly kills them.
Yeah.
But it works for any weapon that's not the whip. So, because you can't stab someone in the head with a whip. So, that's what stopped me. So, I'll probably just, you know, whatever. But anyway, yeah, Elden Ring DLC, I'll be back. It'll be good. It'll be fun. I'll be fighting with anchors again.
Maybe I'll unwrap my copy of Elden Ring. I'll wreck that mint version. Yeah. I should send it to get graded.
You should, dude. I bet it's gold or whatever.
Yeah, I reckon I could cop like a 9.
Yeah.
I haven't touched it. Probably got a bit of dust on it.
Yeah, but not in it. So no, you reckon you're good. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that. Looks fun.
Awesome.
Sometimes it's, you know, what else is there to say? There's not been much released about it. It'll be the same game, but with new bosses. Sick.
I just need to double check something.
That's okay. Take your time. Me and Ruby will just hang out.
Yeah. Jackson, what do you like to do for fun?
I like reading books and seeing the sights. Oh.
So that's nerd behavior and boring.
Sorry, I like
lame.
I like sports. There fingering?
There yes. We go. There it is.
Fingering cool. Does rock.
Fingering's awesome, dude. Yeah. It's really S-tier.
You know, when you're dealing with somebody that knows what they're doing when it comes to a good fingering, you can have the time of your life.
And yeah.
That is someone a wonderful experience. Who's been fingered before.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
I would say that gamers know what's up.
Yeah.
Because they're always using their damn hands.
Yeah.
Using my damn hands. Wait.
U-M-D-H-T-F, dude. Using my damn hands to finger.
That's what gamers are doing nonstop.
Yeah, that is true.
It's true.
And sorry to dip out of the episode briefly, but I just needed to double check something because what I've done is obviously Paper Mario was on my list originally. Yeah. Put a line through it so we're not doubling up.
Oh, yeah.
And I've replaced that with a trilogy of games that are coming out next year. I just wanted to double check that we had a 2024 release date.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's going to be a big year for remastered trilogies coming to modern consoles. Obviously, there's Tomb Raider. There's probably some other shit.
Yeah.
But most importantly, Gex, baby.
Gex is back! Yeah. Gex is back, baby!
We got Gex.
Oh!
A game I don't think I've ever played. But then we've got Gex, Enter the Gecko, a game I have played.
Hell yeah.
And then Gex 3, Deep Cover Gecko, a game that I think I thought looked awesome but could never get my hands on as a kid.
I've played one of them, but they do blend together in my head. But brother, I got Gex Fever.
That is also a game that was on my list.
Really?
Yeah.
No!
I am so excited for the Gex trilogy to come out. I hope that they put time and love into it to really, you know, tighten up the experience and make it just as great as it was.
And as stupid, all three hopefully. On
release. Yeah.
And as stupid. I hope they keep in all the references. And I hope younger players play it and go, what the hell is...
Who?
What is Frasier? Who is Frasier Crane?
Yeah, I hope that's what the kids are saying. Yeah, I was going to ask, you reckon they're not going to update the... Because they got a new voice actor, didn't they, for the trailer? Or for the little teasers? Do you reckon
it'd be so funny if they did stuff now. They're like, this this pizza is more salty than the little something that Barry Keoghan had to lick up from the bathtub in Saltburn. It was
Gex.
It was Jacob Elordi's cum.
Yeah. I just love the idea of Gex making a one-liner that's that long.
Yeah. I think all of his one-liners should be really long.
This is just like the... and like with the pauses as well.
This is just like that time where Emma Stone fingered Olivia Colman in The Favourite. And Olivia Colman was the queen?
I think all of Gex's lines should be read out like he's just coming up with them on the spot. But he's also not very good at doing that.
This is like that, you remember that movie...
The one with, you know, Tommy Lee Jones.
It was like a romance movie, I
think.
This
is just like, oh, that was just as graphic as, remember how in No Country for Old Men there's the guy, what's his name? He's the bad guy. And he's got like the thing that you use on the cow. What are they called again? And then he uses it and it hits him in the head and they're dead.
Yeah, so that's,
you remember that?
Yeah. So you know what, Ruby, you are so excited for Gex, yeah. And I took another entry off your list. So it's all right. I've got another backup one.
Whoa.
And that is 2024. Not only is it the year of Gex, mm-hmm. I also believe that it's going to be the year of Glover.
Dude. Oh, Glover's really?
Back. Glover's back.
Yeah.
Man.
So Glover was announced. It was going to be ported to modern systems. Like, I think it's going to be a remaster, not a remake.
Yeah.
Which is pretty exciting. Glover's a hand that runs on a ball.
And the different levels require different balls.
Yeah, and different balls do different things.
Sometimes you got to go heavy ball. Yeah, sometimes you got to go light ball.
Sometimes you got to go bouncy ball.
Yeah.
There's a move where you slap the ball.
Absolutely.
And it was so funny to me as a kid that's like Glover's trying to bounce a bowling ball. Like, that doesn't bounce.
Come on, Glover. That game is one of those games that, like, because I went back and played it. Maybe in like 2010 or something. I emulated it.
Yeah.
It is frustrating. So I hope they keep that frustration. I think that's sort of integral to the Glover experience.
Yeah. If you want to check out Glover, you can just head to YouTube and type in Glover in brackets Nintendo 64-100% long play in brackets no damage.
Yeah, that's good for the people driving with two phones.
Yeah. Now you've got
everybody
one phone.
Driving right now. Get on your phone.
Yeah, take out your phone. Also, you're probably a bit sleepy. Close your eyes.
So with your left hand phone, you're gonna message your friend, "Hey, Thumbcrunch just told me to YouTube Glover," and then in your right hand phone, you're gonna YouTube Glover,
and then with your third phone, which is sitting on your console, you're just going to keep listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're kind of thirsty, crack open a cold one.
Yeah!
Why not? You've earned it.
You've earned it.
You've earned it.
It's Friday
knockoff
drink somewhere.
You've been driving for so long.
You have. If not now, then when?
When?
You might as well. Come on. And have a flutter. Why not? Nip it down to the pokies.
Pull out a fourth phone. See what's going on. You could probably get some great odds.
Jump on Sportsbet or something.
Oh. It's your lucky day.
Well, $6.50, but they're a big sniff. Why not? Why not put a quick cheeky 100?
You could do it.
Anyway, Glover's going to rock.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be a hand holding a ball.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Ever held a ball before? Dude, it rocks.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I hope to
I
one
love
day hold
holding
a ball.
A ball.
Yeah.
Me too.
Ruby, as the resident, has been fingered and has held a ball expert. Thank you for weighing in both times.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
As someone who's done both, and had done both on...
Huh.
What's happening?
Done, where are you going?
One done on me, one me did.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that
one
is
done
true.
On me, one me did.
Yeah.
One done on you, one you did.
I say yes. So.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
But in this instance, it's the equivalent of five thumbs.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So considering we doubled up, I'm going to say two now.
Yeah, okay.
Because I figured, why not? Yeah. As many in here as possible, I think.
Yeah. I think I had three games at number three. And you're allowed to do that because three for three.
Yeah.
And they were my third least most anticipated games.
Of course.
Of
2024. So I'm going to take the opportunity to have like two games be two half of one.
Yeah, okay, of course.
But it's also the extra one that I get because we doubled.
Of course. Yeah. SMDDFFD.
SMDDFFD.
Yeah.
Dude. So these two, Snufkin Melody of Moomin Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Moomin is an old school, I think, like Nordic animation. It's very cute. If haven't heard of Moomin, look up Moomin Troll. You're going to see this just lovely creature who's got a, it's just a treat to look at, kind of like a white hippo who loves
so
to sit in flowers. Just delightful. And you play as Snufkin, who is Moomin's best friend. Snufkin's a little human creature. And basically you've gone on a trip as Snufkin and you're like to Moomin, I'll BRB. Yeah. I'm SMDDFF for now. So SMDDFF. So shaking my damn dick for fun for now. So I'll be back later. So SMDDFF. SIBBL.
Yeah.
And so you go, and then suddenly you come back to Moomin Troll, and Moomin Troll lives in the you know, the forest. The forest has been turned into a park.
Oh, okay.
And you're basically going around this park and, like, hiding from cops and pulling out signs and pulling down fences and, like, basically, like, destroying the man-made parts of this park.
That's cool. So that
it can just become, like, a nice forest again. It looks visually, it's just so beautiful, so sweet, so soft. It's got the look of like a Moomin animation, which I really love.
Me too. I think that's great.
And the music's really nice. I played the demo. Yeah, it's just delightful. And the other one was Penny's Big Breakaway, which mm-hmm. is a 3D platformer where you – it kind of reminds me a little bit of like Super Monkey Ball, but also not – because you're like this girl and you've got like this big yo-yo, but like the yo-yo is like vital to your platforming. It looks really hard, but also really fun, very colorful, and kind of reminds me of like a PS2 game.
Yeah, I think I've seen clips of that. Is it made by the same people who did like something else? I forget what it is, but
oh, they made a second
Evening
game.
Star.
Okay, that's not what I'm thinking.
But it's published by Private Division. Who are doing, who did Olly Olly World.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
I think what happened was you watched that trailer with me and I was like, that looks fun and it looks like Olly Olly World. And then we realized it was made, well, published by the same people.
Could be.
You've latched onto that.
made it a memory that removed you. Yeah. Very possibly.
Yeah, that's good.
Look, anything is possible when you're thinking of something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I do. Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even worry about it.
The world is a beautiful place.
They both sound like awesome games. I'm very excited for the Moomin one. I like how just like it's the same like very traditional Moomin art style. Like it's so good.
It's so pretty. It's so pretty and like it's just nice.
Yeah, it just looks nice. Yeah. And heaps of the Moomin books.
You literally
books as a
like
kid.
Go around and when you're not like pulling out signs and hiding from cops, you're like just playing a flute.
That's great.
For creatures who love it. It's great.
That's awesome. Creatures do love a bit of flute.
It's awesome.
Oh my god, yeah.
That just reminded me. It's very satisfying when you play your ocarina for the frogs in Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love it.
They love that.
They get big. That's how much they love that song.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Zelda rocks. And playing flutes for little guys rocks.
Yeah. Well, coming at my number two is the DLCs again for Alan Wake 2, which will be coming out next year. Obviously, I've had to put my playing of Alan Wake 2 on hold during No 3D November.
Yeah, well, today's December 1st. Well, you've only ever played it today.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you played it today?
Yeah, I've played it today.
You've been enjoying it?
And I've been loving it.
That's great.
And I've gotten surprisingly far in just one day of playing.
I've racked up a surprising amount of hours in just one day of playing. Yeah, it's been a big day.
It's been a huge day.
Hang on, I'll just quickly check how many hours
check
you've
the
played
tomes,
today.
Yeah. Just today, how much Alan Wake 2 have I played. But I'm loving it. I'm having such a good time. It's such a special, crazy game. I loved the original Alan Wake, and I really liked Control, too.
Control 2? I've only played Control. I haven't actually played Control either, actually.
You should.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You look busy.
I can't do that. I'm busy.
You got stuff going on. I get it.
Yeah.
But no, I'm looking forward to the DLCs. I like how I only know the names of it, which are the Lake House and Bright Falls, I think. No, not Bright Falls. Night Springs, I think, are the two DLCs. And I forget where I first read the names, but then playing through the game, like you can see they're kind of like sowing the seeds of what you're going to encounter there. So I'm very excited for that. How much have I racked up in
oh,
one
no,
day?
I just got really, it was hard to find you because I was like, you're sitting next to me and we're at the office.
Yeah.
So I'll check offline, friends.
Yeah.
But brother, you're online.
What am I doing?
What are you doing?
What? Am I gaming right now? I don't think I'm gaming.
This is the only podcast that exists where the hosts are gaming while they're podcasting.
Absolutely. I'm gaming presently. I'm in the middle of a game. But I'm looking forward to them. The Remedy makes some good-ass games. Yeah?
Yeah.
While going through your Steam collection, something I didn't know that came up is Perfect Games.
Oh, okay.
Which tells you which games you've unlocked every achievement for.
Yeah.
Now, one of them is Borderless Gaming, which is...
It's like a tool that lets you run games in borderless full screen. Helps for streaming.
Yep. Yeah. And look, there's only one achievement. And you got it. And it's clearly like a, hey, well done.
Yeah.
Easy to find. The other game is Fake Hostel, a pornography game where you play a seedy guy called Mario. Well, looks like Mario.
Looks like Mario. Dude, what a blast from the past.
Yeah.
Man, it's been too long since we've done a Boner Cramps, but...
I was about to say, was that for a Boner Cramps?
That was for a Boner Cramps. And what a game, can I just say. It was disgusting.
I'm looking at it now. Jesus Christ.
It was pretty
bad. I like that they're all like anime girls. And then the main character, who I'm assuming is Pedro.
Yes,
that's
he's Pedro.
That's what he's called. Just looks kind of like not right.
Yeah.
He's not supposed to be there.
And often as well, it would like segue into a sex scene and you'd just be having sex with a completely different woman to the one you've... been talking to the whole time. It was a real mess. It was no sex chess, which I think was the other game I played for Boner Cramps, or Femdom Lines, the femdom typing game I played that just made me angry, not horny.
I couldn't find how long you played it for. It's not coming up for some
reason. Well, it's only been a day.
So, oh, yeah, that's true. It
hasn't updated yet. That's a game, or the two DLCs I'm looking forward to quite a bit. I've really liked Alan Wake 2 so far. Again, not having played it too much of it, but I really like it, and I'm excited.
Have you rolled
for more.
Credits on it today?
Today, no, I haven't.
No, okay, cool.
But nearly. Of the 19 chapters, I think there are in total, and it's a dual narrative, so it's 9 chapters for one character, 10 chapters for the other. I think I'm on like chapter 8 and 9, respectively.
Hell yeah! So, that's a big day.
Huge day, dude.
Yeah, big day.
And I came into work to do this episode.
Jackson's having a big day on the tools.
Yeah, big day on the tools. So that's my number 2.
You're just like Bobby with them tools.
I'm just like Bobby with them tools. Do you mean of builder fame?
I think.
Okay, nice.
I just remember this, what's the song called?
Bob the Builder.
And he built this.
Is it Computers by Rowdy Rebel?
Yeah, okay.
I think it is probably in relation.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because it might be related to Bobby Shmurda. And because Bobby Shmurda went to jail.
Yeah, okay.
And the tools could be gone.
Yeah, very possibly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your number 2?
Well, my number 2 was originally a Clash. So my number 3 has been bumped up into my number 2.
Okay.
So my fourth least, second most anticipated game of 2024 is a game that I'm scared is never ever going to come out.
Oh, okay.
It had a release date of 2023.
Oy.
It's not.
We're getting close to the end of that.
There hasn't been an update since June.
Yeah.
They've been showing different footage for months. It's not Knights of the Old Republic. I know that game's dead.
Yeah.
But it is.
It's not The Day Before, is it?
No.
Yeah.
It's
thank God.
Stellar Blade, a.k.a. Project Eve.
Oh.
It looks like PS5 Bayonetta, so you can understand
of
why
course.
I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. That's ticking your boxes. Yeah.
And it's also got like a weird sci-fi narrative that also feels like a Nier game. The combat looks similar to both as well.
Yeah.
I was reading the story, and based on some of the elements, because your character's name is Eve and there is an Adam.
Yeah.
There's also a Zion, unfortunately, which makes me think that this game may not be coming out for a bit.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. They might be like, we'll wait.
They might do the Advanced Wars Nintendo thing and be like, hey, this game's totally unrelated to what's happening in the world, but it will remind people of
it. Yeah, so we'll just take a back seat for a little bit and come out when we won't remind people.
But also, it is a Japanese game and seems to be, like, horny and nonsense, so they might just release it and be like... What? We didn't know.
Yeah, very possibly.
I'm super, super keen on it. It's the exact type of, like, dumb video game stuff that, like, it's going to be like very anime-y, so at points it'll just be stupid and horny for no reason. Then I know there'll be like a depressing plot twist.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, this... And then I'm going to spend months of my life telling people no, it's actually good. And no one's going to want to be my friend. Yeah. And I'm going to deserve every moment, that is but true. Love every moment.
Hell yes.
It's very interesting because I'm pretty sure that... And I might be wrong. And you can tell, you can be like, you're wrong. And you
okay.
can.
Okay.
I got that locked and loaded. Yeah.
With like a mallet.
Right.
Or something. But like, I'm pretty sure Shift Up, who is making Stellar Blade, have only done mobile games.
Yeah. It's scary. It's, yeah. It's scary out there. But it is being published by Sony.
Well, I think they got bought by Sony.
Yeah. Oh. So that makes me. And I feel like the trailers and stuff, it's not like the Knights of the Old Republic thing, because these were at pretty much exactly the same time.
Mm.
But we've seen multiple gameplay bits now, so I feel like I'm like, okay, that's all right.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
though you've just made games for the phone.
It's looking okay.
You can make games for my PlayStation.
I trust you. You can make games for my PlayStation.
Yeah, fair
Only
enough.
Only mine, though.
It's for the exclusive for the Joel Douches PS5.
I also think I said it was Japanese, but it actually might be Korean.
It's Korean.
Yeah. Mm, okay. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so sorry about that. But yeah, look, I'll read the plot synopsis we've got so far, and you can decide whether or not this game is delayed indefinitely or if I'm definitely going to get it out soon.
I'm excited.
In the near future, humanity is driven from the Earth after losing a war against alien invaders called the Natives.
Okay.
To reclaim the Earth, the protagonist Eve and her squad are deployed from the colony to fight the Natives and take back Earth. Eventually, Eve meets a survivor named Adam, who leads her to Zion, the last surviving human city on Earth. Eve then makes contact with the Elder Orkel and establishes relationships with the residents of Zion in order to further her mission to save Earth.
You might be waiting a bit.
I honestly think that they're avoiding releasing it for the exact reason you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to wait a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
but
wait
you
a
will
bit.
Get it.
You'll
eventually.
Get it.
Eventually. Yeah. You'll get it. Don't worry.
Yeah. Hey, maybe let them cook.
Let them cook. Exactly.
But, yeah. Look, when this game comes out, I will be excited, but I'm like getting ahead of the fact that it's not going to be
Coming
out. I think the funniest game delay was not announcing Tears of the Kingdom because the Queen died.
Oh, that's
oh,
so
that
funny.
Was so funny. Or like, but it, very specifically, they just didn't.
There was just
play
no live stream
at the same
the
time for the UK. Like that's it.
Yeah.
As if people were going to be like, oh,
the
oh
kingdom,
my God, tears, me cry, kingdom. Queen die.
They should have just announced it in the UK. It's called Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just about the kingdom being torn that's out of the ground and going up.
It is pretty funny.
I thought it was supposed to be Tears at first.
Tears of the Kingdom. That was the debate. Is it Tears or Tears?
Because they didn't say it.
Yeah, they didn't
say your name.
You got to say the name of your game. That's how you avoid stuff like
well,
this.
Well, I still don't know how to say live alive or live alive. I'm sure it's live alive.
Live alive.
Live alive.
Live alive.
Alive, alive.
I've heard everyone say it different ways.
That's so funny.
And that game's existed since Super Nintendo times.
I interviewed a guy who voice acted in Live Alive. I should have asked him.
Yeah, true.
Well, maybe he said it. I don't know.
I'm sure you can find out, dude. You just got to dig. You just got to dig to find
it. I have seen successful YouTubers say it both ways.
Yeah, good luck.
Fair enough.
What's
it's,
your?
It's the worst debate of this show thing again, and one that makes me so scared to say. And I love the game to bits. Avoid talking about it as much as possible.
Near Automata.
Automata or Automa?
I don't think
not Automata.
Near Automata.
Automata or
Automata.
Automata or the other way of saying it.
What's the other way?
There was another way.
Automata is the only other.
Oh yeah.
Near Automata.
And apparently in
Nier
one.
Near Automata. Nier
apparently in one of them in
Automaton?
Like.
Automaton?
Yeah. Because it's named
yeah,
after.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's scary to be
say
back.
Say the name of your game.
Yeah.
Just so say it out loud.
So we know. What's your number one, Ruby? What's your number one?
No, I thought we were up to two.
No, you did two.
You did
you
two.
Started
we're
two.
Up to one.
No, I didn't. I did
you did two
three.
Twos.
I we're
did,
at the end.
Yeah, I did three.
Yeah.
I did number three, but in halves.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, can you give us your two and one?
Wait, well...
Or you can go two.
No, because I didn't go first. I went last. Yeah, so you're on your two.
Okay, no, you're on your two.
This is going better than I could have ever anticipated.
I'm right.
Yeah, like, you're right. You are right.
And don't let anyone ever tell you that you're not.
Thank you so much.
What's your number two, though?
My two is a game called Thank Goodness You're Here. It only got announced somewhat recently.
Okay.
No relation to Thank God You're Here.
Okay, I was going to ask.
No
relation.
The
godless version of that.
And
yes.
I want you both and the person driving right now to look up how Thank Goodness You're Here looks.
I'll look it up now.
Because, oh my God, visually, this game is just an absolute delight.
Oh my God, it looks like real life. It looks like mid-2000s comedians are walking through a door into ridiculous circumstances.
That's real?
That's right.
Whoa, in all Thank God You're Here aside.
Yeah. Oh, I have seen clips of this game. Yeah, this game looks funny and cute and weird.
It is
so
cute. It reminds me, have you guys ever seen Gravity Falls?
Yeah.
No.
There's a very, so Joel hasn't seen Gravity Falls, but Jackson has. Mm-hmm. And there's a very specific character. Wait. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it is in Gravity Falls. And he's like kind of like tall and lanky, and he's got like a big round head and wears a little hat. And like anytime there's a fight, he goes, get him, get him.
Oh, yeah. I remember
The way that he looks is how this entire game looks.
Yeah, everybody looks like that guy. That's
everybody
great.
Looks like that guy. It's so delightful. The art reminds me, the way that it's done reminds me a lot of James Turner, who's making another game that's actually my number one. So that's a little hint for what's to come. And oh my God, I just, thank goodness you're here. Pretty much like, I didn't know what it was at first, but now like after I had to read into it, it's an absurd comedy slap former. Where you're a little traveling salesman. You're a tiny little man, you're up to people's shins, and you've got a big yellow head like a lemon, and you go around doing odd jobs for everybody, and it's really cute and silly. It's set in a northern English town, so I really, really hope there's voice acting and they all sound really funny.
Yeah, they will.
Surely.
Oh, I am thank God.
Yeah. Look at
it
that.
It just looks
thank goodness
delightful.
You're here. Stop slapping me knees though, eh?
I love
a crumpet.
this is my my ideal visuals for a game. This is how I want every game to look.
I hear that.
Yeah. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
It looks awesome. I'm excited for it too.
And I'm excited to get an email asking me to do the voice acting for some characters.
You had the vibe then of like, I'm traveling.
Yeah.
I'm traveling through England and I'm in Northern England.
Yeah.
But I found myself in a pub, but my friends are outside, but I've become trapped talking to a man.
Yeah.
You got man, like, not scary man, but I'm just like looking at my watch like, oh, maybe it's time I had jetted off.
Oh, somewhere to go, do you have life?
They also did a game back in 2019 called The Good Time Garden as well, which is just another delightful looking game. It's got overwhelmingly positive on Steam. I haven't had the chance to play it yet, but it looks kind of like... apparently it's got a lot of squelching and moaning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Which I think is a good sign. And also it's being published by Panic, who some may know as the publishers of Untitled Goose Game and Firewatch.
Cool.
So they got great taste,
yeah.
Which tells me that it's probably going to be an absolute knee slapper.
That rocks. Very excited for it.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness you're here. If you're listening, I am available for voice acting.
Yeah.
Just hit me up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
My microphone fell over. That won't happen when I'm doing.
If you need voice acting, if anybody needs any voice acting, me and Dusho, we can do any voice you ask.
If you're making a video game and you're listening to this podcast, you do have to put us in the game as
obviously,
characters. But if you need someone to do voice acting, we can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm a little guy.
That'd be my voice if I was a little guy in a game.
Look. Obviously, they've already cast Mario now, but here, I'll give you what mine
do
would be
your
like.
Mario. I'd love to hear Mario.
boing, boing, I'm a jumpy guy. Boing, boing.
I don't know. I don't know if I like
Mario. Mamma mia. I like it.
Okay.
Hey, like it it's me, Mario. Hey, boing, eat shit, Luigi. Boing.
Princess Peach, like I'm feeling sick. I ate a bad apple.
Really good.
Yeah. Thanks, Ruby. Thanks so much. You're my greatest game of all time.
Yep. Okay. That's what this is.
2024 edition.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And this is crazy. This is a crazy thing that happened. So obviously this year, my game of the year, sort of set in stone. Okay. I played Shadow Man. It's Shadow Man.
It's Shadow Man. Okay, cool. Just double checking.
But we'll have to find out when we do a Game of the Year episode.
Yeah, exactly.
What is your Game of the Year?
Also, I mean, I say Shadow Man now, but maybe I'm doing a silly joke and there'll be a real game that I played. That's my Game of the Year.
Maybe Elden Ring.
Maybe Elden Ring. Or who knows?
A game that didn't come out this year?
No.
No, it came out last year.
Yeah, but Shadow Man, obviously, I love that game. I became obsessed with it for a brief period of time. And then I discovered, or maybe somebody messaged me about it, I don't know, that in 2024, we are getting a Shadow Man 4 called Shadow Man...
Isn't it Dark Legacy, but dark spelt in a fun way?
It's Shadow Man Dark Legacy. Dark is spelt D-A-R-Q-U-E. So Shadow Man is back. Like, that's crazy. And I can't help but feel in some way instrumental to bringing Shadow Man back to the world. So I'm very excited for Shadow Man Dark Legacy. Very little is known about it as of yet, which I think is a good sign.
Yeah.
I can only assume it'll be more of the same. Rolling around saying shit when you fall into a hole.
Yep.
And shooting dogs with guns.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for Shadow Man Dark Legacy. That is my most anticipated game of 2024. I think it's going to be crazy. I think it's going to change the scene.
Yeah.
It's going to change gaming.
Whoa.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm saying it now. Yeah, it's going to change gaming forever.
That's big. My greatest game of all time in 2024, aka my number five most anticipated game.
Because it's got five anticipated.
It's got five anticipated.
Yeah.
And people might be coming at me in the comments saying, Joel, you can't say this. It's not a video game. Oh, and I say, yeah, well, guess what? It plays the damn video games because I'm talking about the Nintendo Switch 2.
Whoa!
My most anticipated game of 2024 is a console.
That's crazy. Greatest game of all time.
Yeah.
The Nintendo Switch 2, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just really excited. I'm excited for, and I think we're like just at the precipice of like when it's about to like really kick off.
Yeah.
I'm excited for them to show it off the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to get like the lineups of games announced, like the launch titles
that's
announced.
That's going
to
be exciting.
I'm excited to hopefully end up at an event where I can be hands-on with the console like a week before it comes out. I'm excited to pre-order
be
it because
good,
I'm
baby.
Scared I'm going to miss out.
Yes. I'm very excited. I hope there's a Donkey Kong game as a launch title.
We
haven't seen Donkey Kong in too long.
I hope Nintendo are freaks about it and they just announce crazy shit.
Me too.
I hope it has like four screens. I hope it's like the Wii U again. I hope it's just nonsense.
I hope you wear it like pants.
Yeah, the Nintendo pants.
Yeah, the screens are on your upper thighs.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
They've realized that everyone plays the Nintendo Switch while taking a shit, so they've built it into
they've
your
built
thighs.
It's in your skin.
Yeah,
oh,
it's in your skin.
Whoa. The Nintendo skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first Nintendo console that sucks you off.
Whoa! Yeah. The Nintendo lips.
The Nintendo lips.
That's very exciting.
I think if I was getting sucked off by my console, I would be too distracted to play a game.
Depends on the game.
Mm. What game can you play whilst being sucked off by the console?
Anything,
not just sucked off in general.
Yeah, yeah. I think anything low-looking is perfect for also getting
you
sucked
think
off.
So?
Your...
Yeah.
I think so.
Fake Hostel, right? Because you were so good at it that you ended up...
That's true.
You know,
that's true. Yeah. I did clock it. I did.
One of two perfect
it's
games
my perfect
on Steam.
It's game, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've only platinumed three games ever, and it's all three Spider-Man games.
That's so funny.
That
says something about the Spider-Man games that everybody you talk to is like, I 100%ed them, but I don't know really what it says.
What it is that you get a trophy for finishing every side quest line, and you get, the hardest trophies are like, there's usually like one silly challenge you don't have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
That you have to do to unlock them. So in Spider-Man 2, there's one where you got to fly from one end of the map to the other without using your web swinging.
Oh, okay.
I like... Yeah, it's
like it's you can just kind of knock it out.
Yeah, like you have to kind of look at it and be like, okay, I know what it's asking me to do. You wouldn't do it accidentally.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, like, it took me like two attempts.
It's not like find every, you know, freaking egg across New York or
whatever.
Well,
no, it is. There is ones like that too, but the game, it doesn't make collectibles hard to find.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so if you're just like, okay, because you got to find these little spider bots and they're like basically little eggs,
yeah,
but they like beep and glow and they come up on your map later in the game. Anyway.
Yeah, fair.
It's no fake hostel, that's all I'm saying. So yeah, Nintendo Switch 2. I'm excited for not only the console coming out, but just like all the hubbub, hey?
Oh yeah, the hubbub's the best bit. What's your number one, i.e. number five, i.e. most least anticipated game of 2024?
Well, I'm just a bit confused, guys, because I'm clearly the only one here that took it seriously.
Ruby, when there is a Nintendo Direct announcing the Nintendo Switch 2... I'm going to cum so hard I cum my nuts.
Yeah.
Shadow I'm Man. Taking this very seriously.
Whole nuts coming whole out
nuts,
the end.
Both of them. Because I famously have two. Jackson sadly has one.
Yeah, that's true.
But I've only got one kidney.
Nuts, dude.
Yeah, that's true. You've only got,
I got one kidney.
Only got one kidney. Why?
Yeah. I was born wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's... Oh, I was under the impression that you did like this really cool thing.
I did something heroic.
Where you like gave it away to somebody. No. But no,
never
you
had
just
it.
Were born wrong.
Yeah, yeah, I was born wrong. My one kidney is the size of 1.5 kidneys, apparently. Whoa. So yeah, it's good.
You got
is
a monster
real?
Kidney.
Yeah, that's real. It is. Whoa. Like, look, that is a fair question considering the amount of things I say.
Sometimes you say things to me that aren't real, and yeah. I think that they are.
That does happen.
Here's another real story for you. Last week, I fell down the stairs and I hurt my back.
Okay.
And I was like, huh, I'm really bruised where my kidney would be if I had a kidney there. But I don't. So suck shit stairs. I'm okay.
That's so funny.
If it was the other side, I might have died.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So my favorite game.
Uh-huh.
Of 2024 to come out mm-hmm. in 2024. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping it does, and it probably will, because it was supposed to come out this year.
Okay.
It was part of a Direct,
mm-hmm.
kind of like a Nintendo Direct, except it was for very specifically the publisher Devolver Digital.
Oh, okay.
It was part of the Devolver Delayed Direct.
Oh.
Where Angry Foot? Is it Anger Foot?
You're so close in the sense that, like, that is a Devolver Digital published game. But it's not the one that I'm
delayed.
Talking about.
Okay, okay.
The it's one that I'm talking about is an Australian game. And it is called The Plucky Squire.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If they need a new Luigi.
Yeah.
Ruby's a girl.
Oh, yeah.
That is good.
Boing. So... Boing. I love my brother Luigi.
Hello, Mario. Can I cuss right now?
Yes.
No.
If I haven't cussed at all, throughout the entire episode.
Yeah, that's
and
not.
I don't even think I cussed in the last one.
Here's what's going to happen, JD. I'm going to make just this once.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to make a cuss zone. Okay. Okay. It's going to work sort of similar to the spoiler zone. Where I'm going to activate the cuss zone.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to deactivate it once the cuss is out, all right?
Yeah. It's just one. I just need to get one out. It's contextually relevant.
I'm going to activate the cuss zone for you.
Thank you.
Cuss zone activated.
I am so fucking excited for the I am so fucking excited for The Plucky Squire. I am so excited. All right, we can leave the cuss zone now.
Deactivating the cuss zone.
I'm so excited. I've talked about it before. I don't know if I've talked about it on the show or if I just talked about it in general, but like the idea for me going 2D mode and also going 3D mode is just delectable, just delightful. I think it's really, really cool and neat. And also the fact that like you can be in 3D mode and affect things that are in 2D mode.
Yeah, that rocks.
So cool. You can go on you can go on a mug, you can go on a flag, you can go in a book. It's just the visuals are amazing. James Turner, he's a very, very good artist. Like, it's this simple, shiny art that just looks fantastic. He does a lot of Nintendo stuff. He was a designer for Game Freak.
Yeah.
And he designed a few of the newer Pokemon. You know, being an Australian guy and
designing a Pokemon, that's
designing
massive.
Pokemon is very, very cool. Very,
we're
neat,
Australian
very
guys, and we haven't done shit.
Yeah, that's
yeah, you guys, have done nothing except shaking your damn dick around.
Yeah, that's all we do.
That's all we're doing. Yeah. That's all we've done.
Yeah,
that's actually kind of cool to do. So it's fine.
SMDD for life.
SMDDFF.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yes. SMDDFF.
No, this game looks amazing.
For fun, dude.
Yeah, for fun. Yeah,
I'm just so excited for it. I've been excited for it the second it was announced. It absolutely looked like my kind of game, and I love it so much. I'm so excited. It kind of reminds me as well of like in Super Paper Mario,
when
you're going between 2D mode and 3D mode. Like I thought that was such an amazing concept.
It felt
like, why don't they do
that? So crazy and so good. Yeah.
The plucky squire said, "Hey, thanks for asking, Ruby. We've decided, we should do that.
We're gonna do it.
We're gonna do that now." But I love that, like the way that they've done it. Like, I mean, the little like children's bedroom that they exist in is so colorful and so delightful. But like the 2D art and the 3D art both look fantastic.
Yeah.
They both look really well done, to the point where like when I found out that it was getting delayed, I was like, that's fine.
Yeah. Take your time.
If you need to make this perfect, I am so fine with that. I mean, you know, they took a little extra time on Tears of the Kingdom and it was a great game. So
yeah that's very true.
I'm fine with them taking their freaking time.
That rocks. That game looks, I hadn't heard about this game somehow, and seeing
Dude.
I'm gonna hit you with
shaking
dude in the opposite
my
way.
Damn dick, dude. Oh my god.
I'm also shaking my damn dick, dude, because I reckon we've spoken about it when it was announced.
Yeah, that could be true. Anything's possible.
Yeah, everyone got really excited when it was in.
Yeah.
Was it first announced in a Nintendo Direct?
I'm pretty sure it was a Nintendo Direct.
Okay.
Yeah.
If not a Devolver.
The E3
marketing.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The count marketing countdown to marketing or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sick.
Hell
looks
yeah.
Looks good. Can't wait to play all of these games in 2024.
Incredible games. Incredible lists.
Oh, incredible big lists.
Our SEOs are through the roof right now.
Oh, and something that we can do to increase our SEOs and to increase our profit.
Yeah.
Even, like, which is far more important.
Oh, absolutely. We need the cash.
You guys are broke.
Okay, yeah. We're broke as hell. Yeah. We need a little bit of freaking money.
Games don't grow on trees, listeners.
Okay, and that's why we've got...
And we hate going to the shop.
I don't like doing it. And anyway, that's why we've got in the studio today. He's been waiting very patiently. Introducing Mr. Rats. Thanks for the introduction, Jackson. This episode is going on really long, so I'm just going to be quick. Here's the ads. I'm handballing them to you, and then I'm heading out of there.
All right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
See you, Mr. Ads.
Goodbye, Mr. Ads.
Bye, Mr.
Don't know why I announced him like that.
No, that's all right.
We're past the hour mark. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, now we've passed the hour mark, we've passed the ad break, and we're bang right in the middle of everyone's favorite segment, where I go into the thumbcramspot@gmail.com inbox, and I just look at lots of normal emails.
Yeah, the gamers are normal.
And I would just like to say that this week, since last week's episode went live, we have received so many emails, and they're all basically about going to a coffee shop and wanting to kill yourself.
Rocks. It is embarrassing.
Now, I think it's important that we start with an email that is a follow-up to an email we had a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
From a different point of view.
Interesting.
So the title, look, the subject of the email is Not All Strippers.
Okay.
Which did catch my attention, but then also frighten me a bit.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Because I was like, where is this going?
Yeah.
Now, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, someone said that they were taken to a strip club for like a work do or something.
Right, yes, I remember this.
Their friend was asking them about Elden Ring. Then one of the workers there came over to ask if anyone wanted to dance and then asked what they were talking about. And then their friend threw them under the bus and was like, he's talking about video games. And then all of a sudden he was talking to a naked person about Elden Ring, and they didn't understand what was going on. Anyway.
Embarrassing, yeah. Mm.
So this is from a coward.
Okay.
Coward.
Hello, gamer boyfriends and gamer guest. I listened to the recent episode where another listener had written in from their work email, incredible, about having to explain Elden Ring to a dancer at a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced a similar situation, but in reverse.
Whoa.
As many, many and many, many times over, too. I used to work at a strip club as a stripper. My two, by far, most notable tattoos, if someone was looking at my chest, are the two shouts from Skyrim that are tattooed just under my collarbones.
Nice.
I often got questions about them, so would frequently find myself in the same situation as fellow listener Jack.
Yeah.
Not you, the Jack that emailed in.
I remember.
Yeah. Except I would be the mostly naked lady and the explainer of the super addictive RPG. And the strip club patron would be the disinterested explainee, probably regret asking the question.
I
love Jack's no-shame attitude to flagrant displays of gamership in adult entertainment venues, and I would have loved an Elden Ring convo to brighten up my shift. By the way, the shouts I have tattooed on me are Dismay and Clear Skies, because I am a conflict-adverse optimist, and I have zero regrets or Skyrim shame. I am a coward. Please don't read out my name if you do read this email. They clarify the reason that they don't want me to read out their name is because they have been brave before.
Yeah.
I messed up their name.
Oh, no.
And
they don't want it to happen again?
Yeah, and also, like, that also gives me no chance at redemption.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you messed it up once.
That's it. You're out of luck.
No, you're out of luck. Anyway, that's awesome.
I think that rocks so much.
Idea of dancing sexily for someone whilst naked and they've asked you a question and you're just like locked into explaining it to them.
Well, what I love as well is if you had to say the Skyrim logo on your chest, somebody's like, what's that? You could be like, it's a logo from a video game. You're out. But the shouts means that you can't just say, you got to be like, oh, it's from a video game. It's like the dragon language. You're screwed no matter what.
You gotta explain everything.
You gotta explain it. I love that. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
I will also say, and I don't think I'll get to all of their emails today because this big episode.
Yeah.
We had multiple emailers this week decide to not only email with their full name, but their full address.
Don't do that. Don't do that. What are you doing?
They're not a coward,
Jackson. Don't do that. Don't dox yourself.
They're sending you their full address?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Our listeners trust us.
Yeah, they trust us not to abuse
them. They don't want to be a coward.
I mean, that's fair enough. You guys know where I live.
I can't stop thinking about, like,
yeah, you know, we have your address.
Yeah.
Like, the Skyrim tattoo is funny, but it's funny to have, like, full Mario from, like, collarbone down to your waist. And someone's like, what's that? And you're like, oh, he's Mario.
It's Mario from the video game Mario. It means a lot to me.
Yeah.
He's an Italian man. And sometimes
he runs
into trouble. But at the end of the day, he always finds that flagpole or star. Yeah. And he's save of the day.
Yeah.
Anyway, nice. That will be $100 for the dance, please. So this email is from Tommy, who is not a coward.
Mm-hmm, nice.
And this is an email where if they had have been a coward, I would have been like, yeah, fair enough, Tommy, but
okay,
you're brave.
What are those?
Subject, what's more embarrassing, buying games or shitting yourself?
All right.
Okay. All right, Tommy. Okay.
Hey, video game boyfriends. I wanted to chime in on the embarrassment of buying games. I had an awful experience last year. I was in the waiting room at the doctor. I had a bug and felt awful. I was sitting next to a woman, in brackets, pretty hot.
Okay, nice.
And I farted. I'd been sick for a week, so I didn't care about etiquette or anything. I just let it rip. Unfortunately, right. I shit my pants.
Right.
Not only that, but I'm a shorts guy. I only wear full pants a handful of times a year.
No,
as I hobbled to the bathroom, I had a thin streak of brown down the back of my leg. I cleaned it up in the bathroom and got a taxi home. Fast forward a couple of weeks, I'm in the shopping center. I decided to head into GameStop. Hadn't been there for years. I got a couple of games from the bargain bin and waited in line. It was so busy, so another cashier was called up. The woman I shat my shorts next to came out of the storeroom and headed to the till. I have never fled a shop so fast in my life. I don't know if she saw me, but since then, GameStop has left Ireland completely. Honestly, it's for the best.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So, I feel like you boys... Okay, this is rude, Tommy.
Okay.
I feel like you boys are the types to shit themselves in public, so let me ask, which is more embarrassing, buying games or shitting yourself?
Well, I haven't done that.
Yeah, Tommy, you're alone in that one, yeah. Tommy. Tommy from Ireland. Tommy, the reason GameStop closed down in Ireland because
probably.
The guy who shit his shorts came in?
I think it's like... What did you think was going to... Do you think she was going to quit? Do you think she was like, oh, you know what? Someone shit in front of me. I'm going to quit my job. Like, what were you expecting going into the exact same GameStop?
Yeah.
I think what would have happened was...
Wait, did he shit himself
He shit himself in a hospital while sitting next to this girl.
Oh.
But because she was... Yeah. Attractive, he took notice of what she looked like.
I think if you shit yourself, you actually shat yourself in the best place to shit yourself. If I'm in a hospital and I see somebody shit themselves,
it's just sad. It's sad. But
I'm
not
like,
in
I
like
just
a,
feel sorry for them. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that sucks. You're sick. We're in a hospital. If you shit yourself on purpose
in a GameStop,
that's embarrassing. So I think shitting yourself in a hospital. Nowhere near as embarrassing as buying a video game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, and it's, I'm as her. So that's on me. I messed up. I'm so sorry.
Dude, that's okay.
That's okay.
On behalf of Tommy, that's fine.
To break it down, Ruby, went to hospital, shit pants.
Yeah.
Sitting
like,
next to
just,
pretty girl.
Yeah.
You should have just turned around to her and been like, I'm sorry, I'm really sick. In that voice.
I'm sorry I shit pants.
I'm sorry I'm really sick.
My name's Tommy and I'm from Ireland and I've shit my
and
pants.
I'm really sick. I'm sorry.
So sorry. Where do
and
you
then,
work?
And then when you go into the GameStop where she works, you should go... Oh, I'm sorry. I was really sick.
I'm so sorry that I was the guy that shit pant next to you.
Yeah,
I
you should have gone, do you remember me?
Yeah. I think it's a funny thing. You go in there, you see her, and your brain misfires, and you're like, I got to shit my pants again.
That's how we say hello.
That's how she'll know me.
Yeah.
Be the guy.
Oh my god.
Pants.
It's not something that was funny with my tummy. It's every time I see this girl.
I just shit myself. Well, yeah, not embarrassing cuz you did it in a very appropriate place.
Can't understand why seeing the person you shit yourself
that would've been
next
crazy.
To did make you feel shame though.
Yeah.
And finally, let's get to the most recent email we've received this week and one with a subject that popped so hard that who am I to scroll past it?
Mm-hmm.
Subject, no, sir, I do not want to Jeff my lunch.
Okay. All right.
Which is funny because this is from Jeff, who is not a coward.
Wow, brave.
Cool.
Dear video game boyfriends and vivacious guest. That's you, Ruby.
Yeah.
You're vivacious.
That's me. I am vivacious.
Mm.
By now, we all know that buying things is the most embarrassing experience a person can have. Yet, businesses still insist on giving things extra embarrassing names.
Okay.
Which is fair enough. The amount of, like, promotional items that have stupid names that only seem to be, like... Look, I know that we love saying it, but there's only, like, out of the... Okay, the Yumbo is like a 1 in 10. You pick a random bad name.
Yeah.
The Yumbo, great, fun to say.
So good.
When you've got, like, there was a period where a cinema chain in Australia renamed their combos to Nom Noms. Real bad time.
That's awesome. One Nom Nom, please.
Yeah.
That rocks.
And then also, bad for the person. So I guess that leveled the playing field.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah, that's true.
If you add a drink to this, you can turn it into a large Nom Nom. it was the one I worked at, and I never said that. I just stuck to combo or meal.
That's brave.
Yeah. And I got told off for it multiple times, but I wasn't in charge then, and I didn't do anything about it, and then got a promotion. So, hey.
What are you going to do about it?
SMDDFF.
SMDDFF.
Yeah, that's true.
So Jeff goes on to say, I went to a regional pizza chain for lunch the other day, and they had a new item on the menu, which is basically just a personal-sized pizza folded in half for on-the-go eating. They called this creation the pocket pie.
Oh, no.
As I was ordering my pocket pie, I had the intrusive thought of, whatever you do, don't accidentally say pocket pussy.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be my thought, too.
So I very sheepishly mumbled that I would like a pocket pie while avoiding all eye contact. When I did look up at the employee, I instantly knew that he knew that I was thinking of a pocket pussy. I was so embarrassed that when my order was ready, I quickly grabbed it and scurried out of the door, which I'm sure just made them think I was in a big rush to get home and Jeff my pizza.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's the guy that's going to have sex with his
lunch. Oh,
you're going
to go home and have sex with your pizza pal? That's cool.
That is awesome.
That's so funny.
And that is embarrassing.
Yeah, that's embarrassing, like, on either end. That guy knows you're thinking pocket pussy.
Hey,
now he's thinking
Jackson,
possible pocket
can you just open the cuss zone for me real quick?
Okay, hang on.
Cuss zone open.
Jeff, you are now known in that restaurant as Mr. Pizza Fucker.
Yeah. Cuss zone closed.
I wish I had better news for you, Jeff, but unfortunately.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it, man.
You're
I'm
the
so
guy
sorry.
Who has sex with pizza.
Yeah,
now.
That's what everybody thinks.
Hey, I reckon own it. There's
yeah.
no shame.
Go in and next yeah. time be like, you got one of them boneable pieces?
Yeah. You got a pizza I can put my pee pee in it? Yeah.
I noticed that the pocket pizza's been removed from a menu. So can you just cut a hole in a normal pizza for me?
Thanks, Heaps.
Thanks. Anyway, if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at thumbcramspot@gmail.com.
Yeah, thanks. Please do.
And thank you to everyone who has sent us an email this week. I read a bunch of them, and we'll get to them
This
more.
Episode's going on Mondo Big Bucks long, so we can't get to all of them, but we will get to them in time.
And especially because I had to save some time, Jackson,
yeah.
for us to head to our beautiful review section.
Oh, I love when we get reviews.
Because you've got to, if you're listening to this, we ask you one thing, and that one thing is give us 5 stars.
That's just, you know, we give you so much funny jokes
and valuable gamer insight.
Exactly.
And we waste so much of our guests' time.
Yeah, exactly. No. Ruby's tired. She wish she was in bed right now.
Yeah. It's quarter to one. We've been recording since 9 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
It's quarter to 1 a.m.
All you could do.
We had to cut out a lot.
Yeah, yeah. The least you. Yeah. There you go. You've made Ruby tired, listeners.
But one thing that'll wake her up is a 5-star review on your podcast yeah. app of choice.
Yeah, it's true.
And also the other thing we ask you to do, because these two things go hand in hand to get thumb cramps boosted into situations we should not be in. You got to follow us at Thumb Cramps Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, please do.
So, this week, Jackson, I've opened up reviews, but I've taken a bit of a walk around the globe.
Oh, my God.
So,
jet-setting.
Yeah, jet-setting.
Hashtag.
Jet-setting in the podcast reviews for Thumb Cramps.
Yeah.
I've headed to Brazil.
Oh, exciting.
We've got 5 stars. Top.
Thank
Brazil
you.
Love us!
Nice. We are huge in Brazil, or top in Brazil.
We Thumb Cramps on top.
Thumb cramps on top.
Thumb cramps on top.
In Brazil, at least. We're going to start organizing a Brazilian tour now, I think.
For that one review.
For that one review, yeah.
I've now head to India.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God.
5 stars. And this is from Boyads.
Okay. Oh, Boyads.
It says, I am the son of Mr. Ads, my papa. I can now type. Every day I walk into Thumb Cramps with my dad for training experience, but none of you ever notice me. Next time I pop in, make sure you say hi to me. From Boy Ads. Who gave us 5 stars?
Thank you for the 5 stars, Boy Ads. I'm sorry we never recognize you. We're always too, you know, Mr. Ads comes in like a whirlwind. That man's a hurricane.
You know your dad.
You know your dad, Boy Ads.
But thank you for the 5-star rating. And thank you for revealing, I guess, that Mr. Ads comes all the way from India.
Yeah, that's crazy. I did not know that.
Me neither. And now our final stop today will be in Canada.
Okay.
This is 5 stars. The duality of thumbs.
Whoa.
On first listen, I just thought that this is just idiots screaming bad opinions at each other. This is a terrible podcast.
Okay, well.
But I soon came to realize that this is just idiots screaming bad opinions at each other, and this is a good podcast, actually.
That is true.
It is what it is.
We are idiots screaming bad opinions at each other, but I like to think we're in the upper percentile of idiots screaming bad opinions at each other.
Look, this review I almost didn't see, but it's jumped out of my phone and pretty much just slapped a smile right off my face, shook me to get my attention.
Okay.
5 stars. Oh yeah, it's Thumb Cramps, all right. It's the boy with the zesty testes. Love this pod. Video James. Read this, Dusha, you dog.
I love you Video dog. James, dude.
Video James is good. And how'd they know that we've got zesty testes?
We do have zesty testes. That's crazy they could tell through just pure audio.
Yeah.
They could tell we got the zestiest, testiest in the land.
So please leave a review for us. We will read them out. If they're 5-star, if they're lower than 5-star, they will never be read on this podcast.
Yep. Too bad.
That is ungrateful of you. And now that you've done that, it's time for us to end the episode.
Yeah.
Thank you
so much, Ruby.
Yeah, thank you, Ruby. Thank you, Ruby.
Yeah.
And our listeners obviously are also thanking you, I've heard, in the future. They would love to know where they can find you online.
You can find me at Twitter, on Twitter, at Ruby Innes, where I tweet. You can find me on the Back Pocket, where I am doing stuff.
Nice.
At the moment, I'm doing a playthrough of Super Mario RPG every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. And then we've also got the main show on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. And Twitter mainly.
Hell yeah.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Ruby. And listeners, remember what I said. Yeah. You got to review us. And then that's good for you, because then you're like, hey, this thing I said got said by the thing that I listened to.
We do this all for you.
Without you, listeners, this podcast is nothing. And until next week, happy December.
See you.
May your SEOs be freaking huge. God bless.
God bless us, everyone. Okay? Goodbye.
And God bless video games.
God bless video games.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.